Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 7, Mishnah 5, Part 2. The Mishnah begins, Mamzer, Paisel, Umachel, a bastard, a child who is an illegitimate child, Paisel, he sometimes disqualifies from eating Truma, Umachel, and sometimes because of him, one can eat Truma. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how so? Bas Yisrael, if you have the daughter of a regular Jewish person that got married l'kohen, to a kohen, Ubas Kayin Li Yisrael, or the daughter of a Kayin that married Yisrael. The Yalda Heymen Ubas, either of the two gave birth to a baby girl. The Holcha Habas, and now the girl went Vinisei Slaved, and she married an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, El Goy. The Yalda Heymen Uben, and then they have a child from that marriage. Hareza Mamzer, that child is considered a Mamzer, a bastard. Now, we don't pass like this way halachically. This is just the opinion that the Mishnah says multiple times that if a Goy or an Eved have relations with a Jewish girl, the child becomes a mamzer. We paskin, we rule that it's a kosher child. But the case would be if, let's say, this daughter had relations with a forbidden relative, then the child could be a mamzer according to everybody. So therefore, says the mission like this: if, let's say, the mother's mother was a daughter of a kohen that Bava Yisrael that married a kohen, even though her husband and her daughter died, she can eat truma because of that illegitimate grandchild that she has from her daughter with the guy. His halacha is that a mamzer could enable his grandmother to eat truma. Bas Kayin Yisrael, let's say the grandmother was a situation where she was the daughter of a Kayin that married Yisrael. And now her husband and her daughter die, she's not allowed to eat truma when she goes back to her father's home because her grandson who's a mamzer, that holds her back from eating truma. That's what the Mishnah means when it says mamzer paisel, that a mamzer disqualifies. One more Mishnah, let's see Mishnah above, Mishnah 6, the Mishnah begins. Kain Gadol, a high priest, pamim shehu paisel. Sometimes, even though he's the high priest, he could disqualify his grandmother from eating truma. Ketzad, how so? Bas kain, if you have the daughter of a kain that married Li Yisrael to a regular Yisrael. V'yolde menu bas, and they have a baby girl. Girl gets older. Holcha bas, and this is the kain. And now she goes and she gets married to a regular kain, the old Heimeru Ben, and now they have a baby boy. Hare Zeroi Elias Kain Gadol, that grandchild now can become the Kain Gadol one day. Oimeru Mishamish Akavi HaMizbeach, and he can stand and serve on top of the Mizbeach, on top of the altar. And that child, Machil Es Truma Es Imai, he can feed his mother Truma. That means to say that, let's say, his father dies, she can still eat Truma because she has a child that's a Kain, he's actually a Kain Gadol. But at the same time, he disqualifies his mother's mother. Even if his mother dies, his grandmother cannot go back to eat truma in her father's home, because if not for the fact that she had a grandchild, then she would have been able to go back to eat truma in her father's home. But as long as the grandchild's alive, she can't go back and eat. Therefore, the grandmother can complain and say, like Ibn Kayin Gadol, there should not be more children like my son, the Kayin Gadol, which means my grandson, the Kayin Gadol, Shehu Paislein Minat Truma, because he disqualifies me from Truma. So basically it comes out that her own grandchild is a Kayin Gadol, and on one hand makes her very proud, but because of that grandchild, comes out that she still has descendants that are alive, and if she has descendants that are alive, she no longer goes back to eating Truma at her father's home. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.